I got an email from PP Steve earlier. Did you see that?
I did see that, and he texted my HMB radio line. I meant to get back to him. He said he sent this to you as well, so you already know what it said. So he said he wants the Say It Johnny B Show logo hoodie.
Yep.
I think
Working on it.
Yeah.
Yep. What I want to do is I'm going to create a whole new logo. Instead of having Say It like in the background the way I did on Instagram the other day, I'm going to create another border around the border, the already border that's on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to say It around the border, I think. You know, you know. I'm going to work something out like that.
Maybe,
but I'm going to work on a tank top.
What do you think about the Say It and then maybe a yay underneath it?
I don't know. I don't want to get too busy with it. But, yeah. But I'm going to mess around with it. And I also want to do a face covering, put that on the website, too. So it's just a lot of work. I've been kind of running around since I woke up today. I had to go do some exercise. Will?
Whoa. What time did you get up today?
Oh, 1:30-ish, probably.
Right. An hour earlier, nice. Early bird gets the worm, that's what they say.
Uh-huh, slept like crap. But then I got up, and I weighed myself, and since Tuesday, lost a little over 3 pounds, right?
Oh, look at you.
Or since Monday. Yeah, so, almost 2 days, lost a little over 3 pounds, doing the calorie deficit stuff. No more keto for this boy. I mean, naturally, when you're doing calorie deficit, you're going to go a little lower on the carbs, obviously. But, I'm not acting like a crazy person eating a pound of cheese. I've been eating a lot of vegetables the last 2 days. So,
attaboy.
And fish and chicken. Right. Good. So today, got out and just walked a half mile, dude. That's all I can, you know. I'm not trying to kill myself.
Look, you start somewhere and you go up as time goes on. You don't need to start running marathons right away. You just do little things. You know,
I have knee pain and everything else. So right. I did that. Then I went to Costco and bought a bunch of healthy food for the house. So proud of that. And then, and then I had to do two voiceover freelance projects. Boom. Knocked those out. Pow, pow. And here we are. And I'm working on a TikTok video right now.
Terrific.
It's going to be great.
Well done,
sir. You'll see Kelly. She follows me. Will's too cool for TikTok.
Got to get on TikTok, man.
No, man.
I know, dude.
I can't do it. I have too many distractions in my life the way it is now. And I don't want China to have any more of my information than it already does have.
You don't want to watch 15-second clips over and over again for 2 hours and not know where the time went?
I do that on Instagram. I'm already on it.
Instagram's dead.
No, I've seen a lot of the same things on TikTok. They have Instagrams for TikToks.
Exactly. So TikTok wins.
The Reels?
Just go
the
to
Reels
TikTok.
Or whatever? I don't do the Reels on Instagram because they're just biting off TikTok. So...
So that means you can get rid of TikTok.
Did you know they have these genre? Like, you can type in your search bar on TikTok, big boob TikTok, and it'll give you a whole list of girls. And that's all they do is bounce to boobies on TikTok. You could put camel toe into your TikTok. There's a bunch of girls that just do that, Will. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, you can also just search the internet for, I mean, hardcore pornography. And it's just right there.
I know.
But
there's something about, like, you know, something about the girl next door on TikTok, you know, showing you just enough that makes it hotter to me. I don't know. Like, anybody can just show you the whole package.
I understand.
You know?
Yeah.
I've crossed into a realm of TikTok that keeps coming up on my For You page that is hilarious, but I don't know how it happened. I don't even know if I can say the word on air.
Oh boy!
It's a front fart.
With the Q.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
say it on
yeah,
air,
just to be safe. But yeah, I get so many like on demand, like just at the drop. I don't. It's
front
wild.
Farts.
Yeah, front farts.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Now
it is great.
Is it just women like guys do when they light their farts and put it on Instagram? Is it similar to that where they engage themselves and get ready to do it, or are they like
accidental? No, it's literally just look at the camera and then.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like robust. It's deep.
Is that common? Is that something that women can do?
No, I usually have to be doing yoga for it to happen or other things.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with those things. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man.
So that's
I don't want to tell you what's on my algorithm's a little crazy on mine right now. But yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little something, little bit of everything. I mean, I do have weight loss people and stuff like, and now I'm starting to not follow the keto people, and I'm following the calorie deficit people. They seem to have their crap together, you know, and it makes a lot more sense. Like, you know, it's just, it's really basic, you know, like don't eat as many calories and you'll lose weight. It's pretty easy.
Pretty simple.
Instead
yeah.
of like trying to dodge around carbohydrates and not being in ketosis and all that crap and then eating 75 grams of fat every time you eat something, you know, it's not healthy, man. I'm sorry, but I can't be on board with it anymore. No way. I found myself, I ate 2 pounds of cheese, you know, in like two meals last week. And I went, this can't be good for you.
But
I'm sorry.
You know what, though? They're not advocating, even on keto, to just eat as much cheese as you can. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, you're supposed to do it responsibly. Like, have a normal amount of cheese and meat.
Right.
Put that into your body and then, you know, don't have anything else. You don't need to jam.
I'm telling you, dude.
Jam pack it.
We talked about this earlier in the week, and this guy I saw on TikTok that broke it down and made sense to me, where he said treat your calories like a credit card, and every time you swipe it and you eat something, you take money off your credit card. Nothing is – like, to me, that just seems like the easiest way to do it. Like, right now, I have $800 more on my credit card if I'm going to $2,000. But the diet plan that I'm on, that because I've downloaded this app that counts your calories and it takes your beginning weight and your goal weight that you want and what amount of time, it says I can have 2,700 calories a day and lose 100 pounds by September. So I'm only at 1,200 for the day right now. Like, I can, and I've had two coffees with like cream and sugar in them. Those are 700 of my calories have been two big ass coffees.
Yeah, why not just cut out the you know, the sugar and stuff, and just have black coffee?
Well, I'm going to try to wean myself off of it, but I really love, like, the Dunkin' Donuts creamer in my coffee. It's what makes my heart happy. Like, I need it. Like, artificial-ass coffee tastes so bad to me, but I'm going to try to wean myself off of it. But
what do you mean artificial?
Right now,
you mean just black coffee? Like, that's real coffee.
I don't like black coffee. You know, it's gross.
Yeah, it is an acquired taste. I understand.
Yeah.
I do like the sweet coffees, like the ones you get at Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks with all the goofy crap in them. But I just make myself drink black coffee because I know it's better for me.
Right.
Sacrifice.
I get it. And well, I'm sacrificing on the other end. Like, you know, for dinner, I ate a bunch of broccoli and some shrimp and onions. You know, like I made like a shrimp and broccoli stir fry. You know, just garlic, onions, and broccoli and shrimp. So I'm sacrificing there because I didn't go out and get a goddamn, you know, Popeye's fish sandwich that I wanted to get, you know?
Oh, I want that too. Well, dude, I had the best sandwich today.
What?
I wanted to text you, but I forgot because I was enjoying it so much. Did I tell you last night? I think I might have brought this up. I don't know if we were talking about it on air or not, but there's this new sandwich spot, and it's right in a tire shop. Right downtown.
Oh, yeah, you did mention it, which is weird.
And
yeah.
I showed it to you. The sandwich looked amazing. So I went there for lunch today, and it was in my top 10 sandwiches of all time. It was so good. Amazing. Piled high.
I'll go.
I got the Italian, what do they call it, a super Italian. And it had that, you know, that cheese. It's an Italian cheese. It's not mozzarella, but it's in the same wavelength. It's like a soft, it's almost like ricotta, whatever it's called, but it's a little more firm.
Mascarpone.
What is it?
Mascarpone.
Maybe. Yeah, that might be it. And it's slices of that on there with salami, and there was like that, not just regular ham, but it was that weird ham that's like the hard stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Capicola.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Oh, capicola's a salami. It's a little spicy, but it's good.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not it then. But it was some weird ham and just sweet peppers on there.
Ooh,
and it was top notch. I'm going to go back on Friday.
Yeah. See, that's the beauty of calorie deficit. I don't have to avoid bread the way you do on keto. I could just save, like, that sandwich probably has 800 calories in it. So I'll just save up for it. If I'm going to eat it, then, you know, the rest of the day, I mean, cauliflower, you know, not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, I'm going to break I'm going to bust my credit card once in a while.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to live
a cheat
a little
day.
Bit.
It's going to happen. Yeah, bro. Yeah. But I'm trying to get Leah to do the calorie deficit, but she's like, no, I'm sticking on keto. That's what works for me. And then, you know, I'm going to get my ass beat if I say something like, is it working for you? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? But and I wouldn't be like being a dick to her. I'd be like basically saying that we both have been trying to keto for a long time and we're just spinning our wheels. Like, she's not gaining weight, but, you know, she's not getting the results she wants out of it either. You know, like, damn. I mean, I don't care if she loses weight or not, but it would just be easier if we were on the same plan. But she's like, you do what works for you. I do what works for me.
Fair enough.
I'm like, fine. Fine. She said to me the other day, she goes, the way you, your impression of me on the radio is nothing like me. I'm like, what do you mean? What does it sound like?
She's just a sweet lady that likes gnomes. That's how I would think about her. Yeah.
She is the sweetest. She is the greatest lady ever. Yeah, she really, really is. So, like I said, I'm not going to, you know, say, you know, oh, keto's not, you know, whatever. But do whatever. Whatever makes her happy. I don't care. One day it's going to be another guy, if not already, you know?
Oh, jeez.
What? What happened?
Nothing.
I'm just saying.
You know, I just feel bad if that happened to you.
Dude, she's a nurse, and I messed around and watched that show, that nurse's show the other day. Have you seen that advertised?
Mm-mm.
They have every kind of medical show now. You know, they started off with ER years ago and then Grey's Anatomy. Now they have nurses and orderlies and, you know, administration people. They all have their own medical show now. So now there's one, nurses. Everybody on that show, every nurse, every doctor is a goddamn knockout. They're all so good-looking. So now I just picture she's just walking around her job and just big ding-dong doctors are just throwing it in her face every 5 seconds. Like, hey, Leah, can I have a little one-on-one with you over there in the x-ray room? And she'd be like, oh, my God, I don't know. Should I? She'd be like, yeah, you should. You know, I got a little extra, I need to check your temperature. You know, some whatever they say, whatever jargon. This you know is, what I mean?
Have you seen doctors? That's not what they're like. They're nerds. Oh. Most of them are foreign. Not there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying. They're not suave or debonair, you know?
Yeah. Leah, I need to see you in the order right now. Please.
You said it, not me, brother.
Please.
That's all I'm saying.
You bring it over here. I want to talk to you about the ketogenic diet. I'm going to show you what I can do to make you happy. Okie dokie.
Or.
I don't know. Look, Dr. Patel, I don't know. Yeah.
Or this one.
Ah, hello, Leah. It looks like you would like some advice on the ketogenic diet. I see you have a sumo, a wrestler living at your house named Johnny B. Are you happy with that, fat ass? Just laying all over you, putting his big giant man boobies on you? Gross. You come talk to me. I'll show you.
Yep.
That was Johnny Bell, everyone. Not me and not Kelly.